It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York City. Thank you for being here. We'll be here for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday. Doesn't matter where you're at, what you're doing, you can always listen starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Where the hell have you been? We talked about a lot. Thank you oh so much to Andrew Brandt, former contract negotiator and vice president for the Green Bay Packers. He came through and talked to us about money. We got a player at UNLV. Matt Sluka said, hey, they didn't pay me my money, so I quit. He quit today, last night. Yeah, we got college athletes quitting in the middle of the season because they're not getting their money. The Oakland Athletics, tomorrow, they're done. They're quitting Oakland. The White Sox, they quit a long time ago. And damn it, I mean, this might be the end of Caitlin Clark's season tonight. We'll talk about that momentarily. If you want to participate in the show, you can. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, listen on the Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hanging out here in Atlanta, Georgia, trying to avoid the rain. Hurricane Helene is coming through. Dropping water. Shout outs to everybody in Florida. I hope wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't matter if you're in Florida, the South, Georgia, be safe. Just do yourself a favor. Just try your best to be safe. 855-212-4227. Of course, it's Wednesday. I just gave you a top six list as well. Took a look at some of the biggest crooks in sports. We had a lot of people not happy with their pay, who's paying them, who's not paying them. And I gave you a top six. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to the phone lines momentarily. I told you that tonight could very well be Caitlin Clark's last game of her rookie season. Right now, the Connecticut Sun, who have a 1-0 series lead, first team to two victories wins, which means if the Fever loses, Caitlin Clark and them are done. The Sun lead 57-52. There's a minute left in the third quarter. Caitlin Clark played like crap the other day after she got poked in the eye. Only scored 11 points on 4 of 17 shooting. Tonight, a little different. Caitlin Clark with a bounce back. 20 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 of 9 from 3. So 3-pointers are not going down, but she certainly has time to turn things around, because if she don't win tonight, if they don't win tonight, Caitlin Clark's season, well, it's done. 855-212-4227. Told you about my top six list. Taking a look at some of these crooks in sports. If you missed the list, the explanations, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And number six, I gave you Brett Favre, allegedly. And number five, I gave you Ipe Mizuhara. Yeah, Shohei Ohtani's former, well, he was a thief, but he was the interpreter by day, or maybe by night. Gave you Kawhi Leonard at number four. A guy can't even play in training camp. He has to rehab. And number three, I gave you Deshaun Watson. The Browns deserve him. And number two, Anthony Rendon of the Angels. Anthony Rendon is just like, hey, guys, baseball's not a priority. And you want to talk about the biggest crook in sports right now? His name is Ben Simmons. This man left Australia to play at LSU, to quit at LSU, to quit on the Philadelphia 76ers. And now he's going to play hard for the Nets before he quits on them so he can get himself a contract. And someone who understands and doesn't appreciate this is one of the greatest players of all time. His name is Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal also says, I don't care about his back surgeries or injuries. Now, Shaq, take it easy there. This is what he said on his Big Old Shaq podcast.
Ben is sensitive. He came in with a lot of hype, played, nobody, boom, boom, boom. When he got exposed, we saw it. Like, when he didn't want to shoot in Atlanta and he kept passing the ball and everybody's jumping on him, he got exposed. Now, the back thing, I let that go the first year. I'm not letting that go 3 years in a row. This is 2024. You got shots, you got pills, you got treatment. I don't want to hear that. And I could tell when, you know, he came back and played, he's afraid of what people are going to say about him. He's still in shock mode. Well, again, he didn't play last year. And again, what do? You say my back hurt. Everybody knows in this world the back injury is a thing that you can't really check. But your back ain't been hurting that long, because while you're not playing, you're supposed to be doing rehab. This is 2024.
Okay. He had two back surgeries. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Come on now. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. A big shout out to one of our callers last hour. I think it was Hickey Brent. Is it Brent from Illinois?
Brent in Illinois. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Brent from Illinois. Brent said the guy from the Jacksonville Jaguars who was stealing from the financial department. Yeah, that guy's a crook too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, we got a lot of quarterbacks stealing money, too, not just Deshaun Watson. Hey, Brian is calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, JR, man. Good hearing you. Love listening to your show. I want to tell you the best con man crook in sports. You got it wrong. It's Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones has sold people on the fact that we're going to get back to the promised land for the past 29 years. In fact, he sold us so much this year, he tried to tell us that a slow, broken down running back and no running game and not changing the defensive line at all was going to help us get past Green Bay beating us. Well, three games in the season and two teams that can run have showed us differently. Yes, Dak got paid. Yes, CeeDee got paid. But, man, we should have paid some other people, too. We're looking horrible. But Jerry Jones, again, says, hey, it's my bad.
Okay.
He's a crook.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian, for calling from Arkansas. I appreciate that. Now, is Jerry Jones a crook or is he senile? Is Jerry Jones a crook or is Jerry Jones naive? We talked about this last night. We actually shared the clip with you, and I still am scratching my head that he said it. Jerry Jones said we are in the same pack, the Dallas Cowboys, as the Kansas City Chiefs. He says we have been in the same pack. No, you're not. You're behind them. You're behind them, and you're getting lost on the way to the end of the race. You're behind. You don't know where the hell you're going, and you're the one who's leading them astray. And I always say this, kudos to Jerry Jones for all of his accomplishments and the valuation of the Dallas Cowboys, most valuable sports franchise on planet Earth. But when it comes to actual management and managing of the team, allowing them to win something like compete for a championship, no, sir. Hell no. I don't know if he's a crook. Or we just senile. Like, how about this? If an old person walks into a store and accidentally pays for the candy bar, Hickey, are they a thief?
No. Well, I guess technically, yes, but it's all about intent, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah, it has to be. If I forgot the candy bar in my, I don't know, the shopping cart, and I roll out with it, and am I now a criminal or am I old? And Jerry Jones is not a crook. He's an old businessman. That's what he is. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Ian is calling from Ontario. Is that Canada, California? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ian?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. It's Ontario, it's Ontario, Canada, by the way.
Love it.
I just wanted to say about Josh Allen. I've been a Bills fan for a long time, and this is the best I've seen Josh Allen play in his entire career, and I think it's more impressive by the fact that he doesn't have a wide receiver like he did with Stephon Diggs or Gabe Davis anymore. I just wanted to say that Josh Allen for MVP, go Bills. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Ian, for calling from Ontario. Well, I mean, if he keeps this up, then hell yeah, right? The man has thrown for 7 touchdowns. He has yet to throw an interception. The Buffalo Bills are now undefeated with a 3-0 record. They got the Ravens up next. That should be a good game. They may have their first loss there. That'll probably be an ass-whooping or a tight game, I should say, not an ass-whooping. Probably go back and forth at each other. But who cares? Like, how many years have we been talking about Josh Allen, MVP candidate, a Buffalo Bills Super Bowl candidate, and how often has it, you know, bared any fruit? And so if Josh Allen continues playing like this, and we got a lot more football to go, more than three games, we got 14 more games, good for Josh Allen. But what does any of this mean? If he ain't winning no Super Bowl, or at least going to a Super Bowl, can you do that at minimum? I mean, I've had enough of the between the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. I've had enough of the projections. I've had enough of the MVPs. Yeah, we know Lamar Jackson has two of them. Who cares anymore? If Lamar Jackson gets a third MVP this year, what am I supposed to do? Good for you. Win something. Win when it matters. Win when it counts. And somebody has to get past Patrick Mahomes. He ain't going to win every single year. Who's going to do it? Maybe it's Josh Allen's year. I think that's more important than anything that he would have to do with the MVP. Anything. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, we didn't get your opinion. We have so many callers here. Is there a crook in the world of sports that stands out to you? Somebody that has not been mentioned or spoken of?
Yes. I will go back to baseball. Javier Baez of the Tigers.
Oh, my God. That guy still exists?
He still exists, unfortunately for Tigers fans. Got that big six-year, $140 million contract. Has done nothing so far to back it up. He swings at pitches that I think are in the dugout. You know what he's hitting this year, JR? In 90 games, he is batting 184.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I knew he created the tornadoes and all that other stuff with the bat. 184.
Woof. No coincidence, he's out of the lineup with an injury, and now all of a sudden the Tigers are white hot. It's a black hole.
Is that worse than Rendon? Rendon?
I mean, he's at least trying.
Baez?
I think he's trying.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean, not trying very well. But I'm assuming he's trying.
184?
184, six homers, like 30-something RBIs for a guy you're paying $140 million to. And by the way, still 3 years left on that deal. And you got a long way to go.
So what it sounds to me like he's just clocking in and clocking out. Hey, how do you not bat 200 by accident? 200? Come on, man. For the whole year, you could do better than that. What a shame. Maybe they need to bring him down here to Atlanta and he could combat the hurricane, Hurricane Helene. He swings the bat and send the winds the other way. That's pathetic. And I get it. Everybody has their ups and their downs. Players are going to have their good years. They're going to have their bad years. But some dudes just don't appear to care. He's one of them. Javier Baez. Did you miss him when he was on the Mets? I know it was a short amount of time. You miss him?
No. I was very happy when they did not resign him. That kind of... what did he do? He didn't boo the fans. He gave him a thumbs down, I think he did.
Yes, he did.
He tried to fight Mets fans, essentially, through the media. It did not work out.
He did. We need a team where the Mets have him. We need Cespedes back, okay?
With the wild boar. Cespedes.
Yeah, with the wild boar. Yeah.
Yep. And his two broken ankles?
Yeah, both of them. Oh, man.
That's a guy that was stealing money. Oh, broke his ankle stepping in a hole chasing a wild boar, then went AWOL one day and just, that was it, never saw him again.
Wait until we get a top six list of worst injuries. Like, that's got to be there. Hey, how'd you hurt yourself? Well, anyway, wild boar, what? Hickey, I'm not coming to work tomorrow. Wait until the excuse I give, okay?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, and wild boar. What can be worse than a wild boar? A toad flew up from Florida in the hurricane, and I got sick. I don't know. That's just somebody. The baseball injuries sometimes are the worst. Yeah, I cut my finger on a drone. Hello. Thank you, Bauer. Jeff Kent on the motorcycle. He was washing the motorcycle. Somebody else cut his hand on an apple. Joel Zumaya busted his... He got carpal tunnel from Guitar Hero. That's what he said, okay? His hand and wrist went numb from Guitar Hero?
What do you think he was doing instead?
Just ask Puff Daddy. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. I don't know. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Matt is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt? Hey, Matt, you're live on the radio. Yep, you're live on the radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. Just calling in. You are so funny, man. You should have your own like sports stand-up or something. You're hilarious. Love listening to you. Just wanted to get your Nicky's opinion on Jalen Hurts. I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan. About, do you think he's like legit drop-back quarterback where he can like drop back, make his reads, go through his progressions, and see the open receiver? Or is that something that, you know, can be taught and ingrained into him? Because I like to think that he's at that level, but right now when the offense isn't working for the Eagles, it's either hand off to Saquon or, you know, like let him make a play, but he, it doesn't seem like, you know, he's really, you know, getting into the quarterback play.
I'm not worried about it. We have to remember. You know this as well. Like, Kelce is gone.
Right.
Kelce is gone. This is a transition period for him. We've seen him at his peak as they were going to a Super Bowl. His touchdown to turnover ratio was not high. The man is also capable of going out there and getting yards on the ground when he's rushing. He was hurt last year playing on that bum knee. This is a transition year. And having all of these weapons, especially now with A.J. Brown out, you got to think about Devontae Smith having been concussed, Saquon Barkley. This is going to be a year in transition. All of the injuries is not lending itself to Nick Sirianni, who's also on a hot seat, and they had beef. And so if I am least concerned about anything or anybody, it'd be him. Because, first of all, he's not going anywhere. We've seen him lead them to a Super Bowl. We've seen how athletic he can be. He's not afraid of anything. I personally like his demeanor. He's the same whether they win or whether they lose, which I think is important. I just think they're in a transition period right now, and the coach is not helping, and neither are the injuries. So I'd be fine with him. I think they got bigger problems, namely the wideouts are now hurt.
Right. Yeah, like I'm not sure about if this is going to, because of the lack of weapons now, because of all our injuries that we've had, is this, you know, going to be a test for him that he needs to take over and do more? But I'm afraid of that because of Carson Wentz and how he played back in the day when he was always like, I got to do more. So I'm just hoping that he can, you know, run the offense and like not make bad decisions. I feel like that is most paramount. Like, I see him making decisions on throws, and it's not like, I don't know if it's his reads or what he's seeing on the field, no. But sometimes his decision making, it gives me a little bit of a pause. So.
If I now got to choose from the Jahan Dotson at being my wide receiver, then I may look kind of skittish as well. Let's see how the season kind of bears out. I think if they suck, I would not think it's going to be his fault. I think there may be some other reasons. Let's see, Matt. Appreciate you for calling from B-More.
Thank you. Appreciate taking my call. Appreciate it.
Call up anytime. No doubt about it. 855-212-4227. JJ is calling from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what you said before about those worst injuries, Francisco Lindor with Taldor's got to be up there.
Excuse me? Why are you whispering? I can barely understand what you're saying.
Francisco Lindor's got to be up there with those worst injuries.
Okay, explain, educate us.
No, like, he slammed his finger on a hotel door, and also the guy who ironed his shirt while it was still on him.
Okay, thank you, JJ, for calling from New York. I remember the finger one. I also remember the like little fight in the dugout over what him and what's the second bait? McNeil called a raccoon in a dugout. Hickey, was he on the Mets with the shirt, or was that in Cleveland?
I don't remember the shirt, so maybe that was Cleveland.
I don't remember the shirt. Like, he got, was that him? I remember that story. Was that him?
I don't know. I've never heard
that
story.
I don't think so. No, that was somebody else, man. Like,
So the story is what? That he wears a shirt and then someone irons a shirt while he's wearing it?
Somebody burned themselves while ironing their shirt. I don't think that was Lindor.
Because the shirt was on them?
Yes, they were ironing the clothes while the clothes were on them. They burned
them. Oh, that sounds stupid.
Let's see. We got to see who this is.
I've never heard of that. That's insane.
That's John Smoltz. Okay, come on.
How do you mistake those?
I don't know. John Smoltz, and he's just throwing injuries out there now. What are we doing?
That's a bad one. God. What are you doing, John?
John Smoltz said this burned his chest while ironing a shirt. He later debunked the story. He said he wasn't actually wearing the shirt when he was burned, and that it was hot water from the iron that splashed on him. Okay, there we go. Okay. Well, hot water from the iron? I thought the water doesn't get hot until it's in the iron.
Do you iron your clothes a lot, JR?
Do I iron clothes?
Yeah.
Iron clothes, steam them, yeah.
Have you ever had water just shoot out of the iron and just...
And burn? No, never that.
Yeah, I've never heard of an iron doing that. I mean, there's a lot of dangers with ironing your clothes. That's, I don't think, one of them.
Uh-huh. Where'd the hot water come from, John? Where'd the hot water come from? I mean, now, I've seen water drip out of an iron, okay? If you put too much in it, the water can drip out. But how's it dripping onto your chest? Maybe John Smoltz was at one of those. Never mind.
Oh.
Nope.
Interesting.
Nope. I've had my share of that guy's. No more references to him. I'm done for the week. Okay. I'll leave 50 Cent to make fun of him. I'm done. No, I'm not done. How the hell they letting 50 Cent do a whole documentary on Puff Daddy? How they allow that? How?
Money talks, I guess, right?
That's like if Netflix went to Scottie Pippen and said, "Hey, Scottie, you want to do a documentary on Michael Jordan?
You want to produce The Last Dance?
Yeah, you want to do your version?" And Scottie's like, "Yeah, I'll do it. I don't." Anyway, no more references to that Puffy guy the rest of the week. I'll try. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to talk to you about a baseball player on the other side of the break. He doesn't have to worry about injuries. Well, not now, at least. He might even get his ball back. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This is very important for you to know that you should thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you right before the break, as we were talking about all these thieves, Shohei Ohtani, the victim of thievery. Hickey, you think he argues for that money back? Probably not. Doesn't care.
He is the only person probably that does not care about $40 million.
Yeah, the money is stolen. The money is false stolen. Okay. Now, here's the deal. Speaking of Ohtani, they're going to auction off that baseball. The guy who caught it allegedly, reportedly turned down $300,000 from the Dodgers. It says that, you know, guy, the ball is probably worth $500,000, $500,000 right now. Well, we now know that it's going to go up for auction. He hit the home run last Thursday. On Friday, Ken Golden, the founder who's putting it up on auction, they heard from him on Friday. He contacted them on his own through social media. They flew a security guard down to Miami on Monday with him and a guy. Flew with him, met him, and flew back on Monday. The guy wants to remain anonymous, even though we all know who caught the ball. We have photos. And we don't know the deal. The opening bid is $500,000. Prospective buyers will have a chance to purchase the baseball outright. Oh, my God. For $4.5 million exclusively. Between September 27th and October 9th, if bidding reaches $3 million prior to then, the option to purchase will no longer be available. All interested parties must complete a bid. Wow. Hickey, we don't even know how much this guy got the ball for.
I like the numbers, though, you're throwing out.
What? Wow.
Not bad.
Aaron Judge's, what was that, 62nd home run in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
That ball sold for $1.5 million.
Really?
Yeah. The guy who caught Aaron Judge's 60-second ball turned down a $3 million offer for the ball, put it up for auction. The $1.5 million paid for Judge's 60-second, still the most expensive baseball ever sold at auction. Wow. The guy turned down a $3 million offer for the ball, and then it only sold for $1.5 million. That guy must feel like a loser, right?
Yeah, what an idiot. Imagine losing $1.5 million. Couldn't be me.
Yeah, they offered me $3 million, and then it ended up selling for $1.5 million. Okay. It means he got it less. Wow. We don't even know how much this guy sold the ball for. But they think the bidding can go up to... they're going to auction the ball. Like, who's paying outright? Unless you're some billionaire guy. Who's saying, hey, I'm going to buy this baseball for $4.5 million? Nobody's doing that. They're going to start the bidding at $300, and then everybody's just going to go from there. But what this guy got, we don't know. The guy who caught the ball, he must be happy with what he's going to get. I would have held on to I don't know. You never know. Marco Belletti, what would you have done with that ball? A starting price at $300,000, what would you have done?
Maybe hold on to it, but it depends on how much he's getting for it. I mean,
we don't know.
We don't know exactly. So it depends, because if it's a decent number, I'm getting rid of it and you take your chances. Because I still feel like even the $1.5 million, which he lost half, basically half the money that he should have made with $3 million on the first offer. These balls, like, everybody seems to think at the first sight it's going to be worth so much. But when you go over time, are these things really worth that much? I feel like everything loses value.
Depreciates. Doesn't it have to move hands multiple times and then the price goes up?
No. Yeah, but that would also mean that we never see this type of accomplishment again.
Yeah, but we also, like we said, we don't know what deal that this guy had. I mean, so look, if Aaron Judge's 60-second ball went for $1.5 million,
mm-hmm.
that guy was initially offered $3 million.
Right.
And he said no. And he's like, yeah, take it. We don't know what deal he got. I'm sure it wasn't that much.
No, I get it. But I also think back to, like, way back, 98, like with McGuire, like 70.
Cheaters.
What did that go for? And then a few years later, Bonds hit 73, and you're like, oh, man, this thing's not worth anything anymore.
But 50-50, though? Like,
I get it.
Are we going to see somebody come through and crack that?
Acuna was 40-70 last year. I mean, it's possible. It's possible. I get Ohtani's a big name and the international aspect. I understand. I just wonder if the thing is going to hold its value. So I would probably lean towards, let me get as much as I could possibly get right now, because I don't know what, maybe I shouldn't be playing the stock market. I don't know what the hell it's going to be in 10 years from now when everybody puts up bigger numbers.
The record paid for baseball is a little more than $3 million for McGuire's 70th in 1999.
What's the thing worth now?
I don't know. Todd McFarlane what's that guy's name? What's that comic book guy? What's that guy's name?
Seth McFarlane? We talking Family Guy?
No. Todd. Todd McFarlane. Spawn. No. Okay. All right.
Adam.
Yeah. No. He big comic book guy.
Okay.
He bought it for $3.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he sent it into space and somebody blew it up or something. I don't know. Maybe that was Barry Bonds' ball or something.
Like I said, and I don't know all the numbers, and forget the steroid aspect of it too, because we didn't know that was coming. But just the idea that, like, who knew that McGuire's record was going to last for 3 years? Like, yeah. Who knows if this thing is going to be for that long? I don't know.
I don't know if you can do it. There's always a clever way around things. I would, like I said, give me some money today. And after this ball moves around a few times for giving it up, you got to give me some money on the back end, too. I might be scoffed at and cursed at, but I'm going to try.
Well, good luck with that one. I don't think anybody's going to give you that kind of deal. The deal's once, JR. Once I take possession, then you're going to keep it. And because once I take possession, now it's mine.
You don't want the ball that much then.
Well.
Well, you give me some interest. What are you going to sell it on? I'll give you some now, and then I'll take a percentage off whatever the sale is. No, if you want it that bad, come on. A guy offered the dude who caught Aaron Judge's ball $3 million. Come on, you could do better than trying to shaft me. Hey man, here's $300. Here's half. Nah, man, screw you. Nope, it's mine.
That's what I'm saying. Then you're selling it because no one's going to give you money and then give you a percentage later when I sell it. No, they won't.
If you want it that bad, yes, you will.
Nobody's giving you.
If you got $3 million, if you got $3 million to offer me in your back pocket today, you only coming with half. Oh yeah, you will. Or you don't have it. Simple as that. My ball. And I go to Shohei Ohtani. You want this? Pay for it.
Am I crazy? $3 million. Yeah. What did you think you were going to sell it for, and when?
Well, that guy's, I don't want to say stupid, but.
But that's kind of part of this whole thing, though. Like, even to get $1.5 million, like, if it's worth it's worth. But, like, how the hell are you going to get more money for this?
That's Aaron Judge's guy. Forget that guy.
Okay. So the Ohtani guy. So let's say, whatever, it goes for $3.5 million. Somebody buys this thing for $3.5 million, right? $4 million. Call four. Let's make it nice and even.
Uh-huh.
You're going to sell it for more than four when? At what point is somebody going to sell it for more than four?
Yeah, you take that money. I'm talking about if somebody offers you a few hundred. No,
I understand that. I'm talking about the actual person that buys this thing. That's the part that I'm confused with. Now you have the ball. You just spent $4 million. You have the ball. Is it just to have it and put it in a trophy case? Or do you truly think that you're going to be able to sell this thing for $7 million later?
I think part of it is, I think it's too a vanity. And some rich guy wants, hey, guess what I got my garage? What?
Okay. That makes more sense to me. Like, it's going to be mounted up unless, just to say I have it.
Unless over time, you know, you have to have throwaway money to do this. Or, you know, you figure either I can keep it and I don't care. Or, oh, someone wants to buy this for me? Oh, great. That's it. You have to have, you know, screw you money to even... To even bother about
yeah,
stuff
I like, that. Like I said, I'm just looking at it from if it's that's the case, then I get it. I understand people could spend money on whatever they have, well, they want
like
because they
art.
Have money, so it doesn't matter.
It's like art,
yeah, and that's fine. But it wouldn't the idea that, like, you know, no, this is a business decision for what? How the hell are you going to get more money that you just shelled out for this? When is this thing going to grow in value?
When a new schmuck walks into your house and says, I want to buy that off your wall,
I can't imagine.
Hey, that happens.
I can't imagine.
That's well, we don't have Ohtani money. We don't have $3-4 million for a baseball.
See, that's the thing that I would wind up doing. That's the only way this thing could get, to me, more value, is if you call Ohtani when he starts getting that deferred money, the $68 million per, and you call him up and you go, remember that 50-50 ball from, 10 years ago, 12 years ago? How much you want it for? Maybe he's got enough money to go, you know what? The hell with it. I just want to put that thing in my house, and maybe you can get Ohtani to give you $10 million straight because he's got more money than he knows what to do with.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. It only takes. I'm being serious. It only takes one person to say, "I want that." How much you want it for? It takes one person. That's it. And there's enough people running around with a lot of money that may just say, "Oh, I want it. How much is it?"
Damn, there's some stupid people with a lot of money.
I don't know if they're stupid.
Well,
have you seen some of the things that are considered art? We're talking about a round ball. Okay. All right. Let's talk about a round ball that does nothing, but it has value because a guy hit it. All right. It shows you the world that we live in. Give me some of that money. We got people starving out here. Okay, give me some of that money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to cry. America is going to cry. A big portion of America is already crying. It's not looking good for Caitlin Clark. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to shed one solitary tear. I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history, September 25th.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You just heard from Marco Belletti. It's real sad, I guess, with some people. Caitlin Clark's season is over. You got a couple more days to hear about her. Until next year, WNBA players rejoice as she got the boot. Connecticut Sun beat the Indiana Fever 87-81. Sweep them in two games. Caitlin Clark tonight, 25.6 rebounds, 9 assists, a steal, and a block. We'll see Caitlin Clark next year. I assume she'll be better, right? She has to be better. First year was absolutely amazing. Anyway, I look forward to seeing next round series between the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces. That should be a fun watch. Anyway, we've had a full show. A full show. Gave you a top six list. Andrew Brandt came through, former VP of the Green Bay Packers, to talk about money and contracts. We got into the situation involving the former quarterback of UNLV, Matt Sluka, decided to quit 3 games into the season. He's like, they didn't pay me my $100,000. I'm out. I quit. What a day. Tomorrow's the last day for the A's. The White Sox suck. They're trying to avoid history. It'd be hilarious if they go on like a 5-game winning streak to avoid holding the record. Worst team ever. 121 losses. Right now, they lead the Angels 3-2. Funny stuff. Now, those are all things to check out in the future. It's the end of the show. It's time to take a look at the past. Where's the funky music?
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is September 25th. The year is 2024. Let's go back to 1995 because on this day, Jerry Rice recorded his 51st game with 100 plus receiving yards. He broke Don Maynard's record for most in NFL history. His 49ers took on the Lions. Take a listen to this courtesy of ABC.
Second and 25. Yo! At the 43-yard line, he beats Corey Raymond, first down. Jerry tonight over 100 yards, 103 yards in receptions. 51 times in his career, he has gained 100 or more yards on receptions, and that is a new all-time NFL mark. And there it is, Rice, Maynard had shared it with him, Lofton, Allworth, and Largent, the top five. And a lot of career still to come for Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry Rice had 181 yards receiving in that game. The 49ers, they actually lost to the Lions 27-24. How about this? September 25th, the year's 2000. Team USA, Vince Carter dunked over a man. He dunked over a guy bigger than 7 feet tall. I mean, he jumped over him, Frederick Weiss. Do you remember this? Listen.
Bonato gets with a sloppy pass. Carter inside.
Oh!
And the crowd responds to a spectacular dunk from Vince Carter.
Now you see why Frederick Weiss is going to go play in Greece. He didn't want to see that on a nightly basis. My goodness, he was shot out of a rocket.
Airborne for Carter, and the lead is up to 17.
Yeah, Frederick Weiss never showed up for the New York Knicks. He never showed up. He never came to play in America. The Knicks had his rights. He never came over. Smart. He was afraid of Vince Carter, who's going to have his jersey retired by both the Nets and the Raptors. Raptors first. Hey, this day, September 25th, 2014. Everything always seems to go perfect for Derek Jeter, right? Except for the Diamondbacks. Yeah, we know that. Anyway, the Yankees beat Baltimore 6-5 in Derek Jeter's final game at Yankee Stadium in 2014. Of course, he hit a walk-off single to win it for the Yankees.
Meek deals. Base hits to right field. Here comes Richardson. Here's the throw from Markakis. Richardson is safe. Derek Jeter ends his final game with a walk-off single. Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality. Did you have any doubt?
Yeah, that was Michael K from the Yes Network. Of course, everything always works out for Derek Jeter. Come on. Hey, that was a fun show.
That was a lot of fun.
It was fun. Talked about the crooks in sports and great conversation with Andrew Brandt. Hey, we got a guy, and let's talk to this guy before we roll. He got to go quick. 855-212-4227. Brad is here from Boise. Hey, Brad, you got to go fast. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thank you, JR. I think you're looking at the wrong thing in your villains. They're just tools. They're pawns. You got to look at the master players in this. What's millions to multi-billions? It's really malfeasance the way they manage their teams. Like Jerry Jones, man. He's passed over so much. He had...
Okay, Brad.
Yeah?
I was just saying, I told you, I appreciate you. Thank you. I just had to go quick. We're at the end of the show. Ooh, yeah, come on. How many terrible how many jokes can I make on Jerry Jones and owners? I did a whole top six list of the worst owners in sports. We did that. We're talking about crooks, the people who are stealing money from them, not their overlords. Okay? I get it, though. Jerry Jones is a wealthy crook. If he's stealing anything, it's joy from all of the Cowboy fans. You'll be okay. Anyway, if you missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Okay, just go ahead. Odyssey app, JR Sport Brief, boom. The show will pop right on up. We will be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to Andrew Brandt, who came through. Great conversation about money. I'm sure tomorrow we'll talk about Caitlin Clark or hear what she had to say. Maybe the last time in a while we talk about her. I know a lot of people are happy about that. But thank you for listening. Okay, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, where can people follow and find you?
Ryan underscore Hickey and the number 3 on Twitter.
Yeah, we appreciate you. We hope you enjoyed the show. The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. But don't leave. Don't go anywhere. A, because I said so. And then B, Bart Winkler is coming up next. Don't miss anything. Thank you for listening. Be smooth, be cool, and be well. JR Sport Brief show is done. You're locked in here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you, Hickey.